Rappaport Daily Edition, where we provide a quick biblical interpretations and applications. This is a ministry of striving for eternity.
Let's talk about one of the more controversial judges, and that is Deborah. Why is she so controversial? Because people don't really understand everything about what a judge is. Now, there's two people that we have to deal with here. Deborah, who is the judge, and also referred to as a prophetess in Judges 4 and 5, and then Barak. Barak was the military leader. Now, keep in mind, we said from the beginning, being a judge was not a religious role, not necessarily a military role, but what we see is it's a civil role, though sometimes it could be religious and sometimes military. The military role was also seen as a religious act. So note, the one who's acting in the military slash religious role is Barak, but he refuses to go to war without Deborah, the civil leader. That becomes an issue where Deborah herself ends up passing a judgment on Barak for not going out without her being present. In other words, she's saying she recognizes that he's doing wrong by wanting this woman to come along with him. And the curse is that a woman was going to steal the glory from him. In other words, there's some other woman that ends up killing the king that Barak should have killed. She's also called a prophetess. But keep in mind, this is not the office of a prophet, which would be a religious role. This is a role of someone who speaks for God. In other words, she in a civil act is declaring the things of God. And so we have to look at both of these people when we look at the judge of Deborah, but she was a judge as a civil leader.
This podcast is part of the Striving for Eternity ministry. For more content or to request a speaker or seminar to your church, go to strivingforeternity.org.